And something that you might use to take particles of food, a piece of cloth, a rag you might use to take part.
Steel wool.
Yeah, but cloth, though, you'd call, or a rag, you'd call that
a wash rag.
Okay.
Dish rag.
Call it either one, or?
Either one.
And something that you'd use to dry the dishes with, a
dish towel.
And in the bathroom, you have a larger one. It's called a great big one.
Oh, you mean a...
To dry off with.
A towel?
Yeah, a big one.
Bath towel.
Okay. And a smaller one that you might have there.
A face towel.
And in the bathroom you have a small piece of cloth you might put soap on to wash your face.
It's a washcloth.
And the water at the sink comes out of the...
faucet.
And on a barrel, it comes out of the similar device on a barrel.
Out of the barrel?
Yeah.
Water comes out of the barrel?
No, or beer or something. It comes out of the...
out of the tap.
All right. And on the side of the house, you're going to water the lawn. You turn on the what?
Hose.
Yes, but what is that place where you turn the water on there?
Some people call it a spigot.
Is that what you call it, probably? What would you probably call it?
Give it a thought. Just turn it on and forget about it.
Okay. Something shaped like this that you might use for pouring sugar from a large container into a smaller
one. Funnel.
And something for driving horses. You crack a
whip.
Go to the grocery store and buy a dozen oranges, and they put them in a, the grocer probably put them in a what for you?
Paper bag.
And you might have two or three of these, and you put them in a larger container that has two handles on it, that's called a...
shopping bag.
And dry cleaning comes back in the
plastic bag. The only time I use a sack is when it's a sack of potatoes.
Okay.
Or hit the sack when you're tired.
Okay. How about the attachment to a, what do you call this thing that you, that the electric machine that's used for cleaning the rugs?
A vacuum cleaner.
And the attachment, do you have a name for the attachment that collects the dirt on the vacuum cleaner?
The hose?
No, I don't. How about these heavy, that's okay, these heavy heavy cloth containers that you might keep them in the trunk of your car, you know, if you get stuck, put it under the wheels.
Oh, gunny sack.
Okay. And a large crackers used to come in this, and beer comes in it still.
Barrel?
Yeah. And if you had all you could carry in both in
hands?
Yeah, you say, I really have a what? You
an
have
armful. I have your arms full.
And if you were, you had only a partial load in your truck, you know, let's say you had only a half load, half full, what would you say you had?
A light load.
And you're going to hang the washing out in the backyard. You might take the clothes out of the washing machine, put them into a what, and carry them out to the yard.
Clothes basket.